Another week in the books. I know you're ready for some Felkin. Time for female encounters of the life kind. Here's my friend and yours, Carrie and Alicia.
Oh, we're doing the intro? You know, I just want to talk about how you're holding that mic again. You can hold it however you want.
You don't need to do the intro.
Well, you know what? It's good practice, Dave. I am a creature of habit.
You run the board, baby. Run the board.
I'll go buy another.
What do you? I can do one more, and that's about my limit.
You're good?
What are we doing?
Yeah, I can do one more. One more drink. Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind.
Oh,
you know what, Carrie? We haven't spoke about changing the name of our show. I think that we really need to do that. And what are you looking at, sir?
Well, I want to make sure the record button was red.
Oh, it is.
Because all I see over there is green.
Aw. That means go.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, we're here. We have another guest. He was on our show last week.
Right, he came back.
And we've
for
dragged
seconds.
Him into this. Jamie Scott, everybody.
I haven't time traveled.
You look great.
Yeah, dude.
Your beard's a little longer.
Yeah,
your smile's
dude.
A little bigger. I'm into it.
It's nice to be back.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you guys.
You had so much fun last time, right?
Oh, dude, I had a blast.
Do you have any thoughts about changing our name of our podcast?
I think you should call it Crazy Bitches.
That'll do it.
Give them Crazy Bitches. Yeah.
You guys heard the recent episode of Crazy Bitches?
Yeah, dude. Like, these Crazy Bitches, they just
it
are
was
so fun
sure
to write.
An episode.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. It sure
Is
was.
That me?
Those bitches be crazy.
Crazy, it's like two men and a baby. It's like one crazy bitch and a baby.
Yeah.
And a lesbian. Yeah.
And then we rode a bike, kind of.
Ish.
Yeah.
You know what? We did kind of. The seat was too high. I cannot work under the conditions.
I don't think that's not a real bike.
It's not a real bike. It's a tandem.
No.
And it's.
Well, I mean, that bike's made for, like, Magic Johnson. Like,
do you have to have eight?
Hold on. Are we talking about a baby again? Because I had a Magic Johnson. I got his paycheck for the next 18 years.
Wait, what? Nothing.
Oh. We're not talking about baby daddies?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
Some Johnsons are magical. What the hell are you doing?
Some Johnsons are magical.
Oh, are we talking about tandem Johnsons?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Gross. You know what's worse?
I love, dude, this is the funnest thing because you get all my jokes and she doesn't, and it's just.
Oh.
No, it's beautiful though because I just get to see how.
She's got blonde roots.
No, they're dark roots.
Dark, really dark. They're,
yeah.
they're
what jokes did I miss?
Dirty blonde.
Dirty
Magic
Blonde
Johnson's
always
a basketball player that got AIDS, and we made an
He
AIDS
said that
joke.
That bike was
oh,
made
so
for
I don't
Magic
want that Johnson,
Johnson, and I said,
yeah, you
have
do
to
not
have
want that Johnson.
I don't want that Johnson.
Well, I guess nowadays it's okay.
Modern medicine.
Yeah, I just don't want that Johnson.
Yeah.
Shout out to modern medicine.
Yeah.
And avoiding the Magic Johnson.
Speaking of modern medicine, I recently found my iPod.
Can we sing it
because
it.
I don't want to do that.
Sing what?
When I was 19.
Can we play it?
Someday. Not today.
Oh,
when I was 19, I was trying out for American Idol, and I was practicing with a PC version of American Idol, as one does. It's
like
the year
PC and the old school PC
2008.
Or like politically correct?
PC, old school PC, like personal computer.
Yeah. Okay.
I was practicing in 2008. The world was alive. My sister had recently passed, so she wasn't, but I was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to go on American Idol. So I got this PC game, and there was a feature that you had to write your own song. So there was music in the background, and it was called Love Song. And I'm like, ah, boring. Everyone's going to freaking do that, right? I can practice with this differently. What's the opposite of a love song? It's not a hate song. It's a song about STDs.
It's the best song I've ever heard in my
I
life.
I will play it for
I'm
you.
I'm just going to listen to the song. It's like gonorrhea,
kind of. Yeah,
yeah
exactly. Yeah. It starts out like this. I will give you a little taste. I close my thighs, the burning sensations, even in my eyes. Anyway, and it goes forward. I'll let you listen to it too. It's quite the gem.
That's fucking hilarious.
I think that I should market it to schools when they're trying to do their like STD, sex ed prevention stuff.
You should.
I think I'm onto something here. I was 19, I was a virgin. I didn't know what I was singing about, but it makes total sense.
Yeah, you're on an antibiotic.
Never was. That's the point.
You never got
it's
one?
It's funny.
I've
never had an
you
STD.
Never got one?
No.
An STD or an antibiotic?
An STD. I'm pretty. You haven't got an antibiotic. That's pretty
She's
fucking
on
crazy. Does
penicillin count?
Yeah.
Penicillin?
Penicillin?
No, I should knock on wood, but I have never had.
She's like, if it's penicillin, I'm double vaxxed.
Ba-dum-bum.
I just heard the word double. What? So, I've never, no, I'm an angel.
I've never had one either, but I've known people that have had, and I've,
Now. I got one in my younger days, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Yeah. But, treatable, obviously?
Yeah.
I mean, even if not, whatever, you know. Modern medicine, hash out.
It was a weird experience because, like, I always handle shit with humor, so it's like, okay, I, hurts when I, you know? I'm gonna go and I tried to like be funny in the hospital like 1 a.m. and it was not none of them were
read the room.
It, dude. Yeah, it was a word. I was like, this is a tough audience, dude.
Damn.
She's like, I gotta give you the shot, and I was like, well, I can tie off. And she's like,
oh, shit.
Dude, that nurse was like, it was those mean hard ass nurses, and I wasn't even trying to be funny. I was just so embarrassed. And
you had like, to like
my coping mechanism is humor, dude. So I,
even if it's not funny, I'll do that too. I'll be like,
It was. Yeah. Thank God it was COVID, so nobody was in the hospital. Yeah, everyone had to wait in the cars. So yeah.
There you go.
I think I'm gonna wait in the car with my.
No, but I grew up Catholic, so I didn't believe in condoms. Wear your condoms, kids. That shit sucked. Dude.
PSA. Yeah.
PSA, dude.
So she doesn't listen to this podcast, so I think I'm okay telling the story. But I legitimately know a person.
Are you talking about the person that gave them?
No.
How does she know?
I was there.
Turns out it was her.
Plot twist.
Yeah, I was the one that made her go for the other team, dude.
Fingers pointing when fingers made.
This is the moment I decided I was into girls.
Finger banging. All right. No, I was gonna say. Anyway. Damn, Carrie. No, I was gonna say.
Who are we talking about that doesn't listen?
I can't. That's the point.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, story is so crazy.
Hopefully, by the end of this, they are listening.
Oh, that'd be well. I'm not dropping names, and no one knows this story.
Yeah,
they're about to.
She does.
she had to go to the hospital because she had something going on. Oh, turned out she had a thing, and she had to lie to her current partner because it was from someone else that she was having kidney failure. And so she said that, and then she performed surgery on herself and put a slice where her kidneys are so that she had an incision that she could cover up and tell her current boyfriend that she had a surgery. And it's fine. She got her kidney operated on and she's fine.
That's insane.
Fast forward. So she could cover
that's
up
insane.
This.
That's insane. It just gave me hiccups.
Fast forward. Easier to own
fast forward. They're together to this day. And having a baby, their baby. And the nurse is like, what is this scar from? And she's like looks at him, they're doing their ultrasound. And she's like, oh, I had some kidney stuff that was happening. And she's like, oh, I don't see that in your chart. And she's like, well, I did it out of town. She was like, but she's quick on her feet, this girl. So, yeah, wild.
I actually just ruined a couple of my job unintentionally like that.
Mm.
So there's this girl that always comes in with this guy, and he's got a medical card. So I work at a dispensary for the viewers who don't know. And so when they buy weed, it's a different price. And then this chick came in and was like, she sent her man in, and he came to buy, and I was like, oh yeah, it's this price. He's like, nah, dude, I thought it was this. I don't have the money. And I was like, nah, dude, right here. And then so the chick came in. She's like, yeah, every time I get this amount, it's this price. And I was like, yeah, because you always come with so-and-so. They work together. And I was like, you always come with so-and-so. He has a medical card. And then the dude, like, literally right there is like, who the fuck is dude? And like, I was like, that'll be 28. Like,
that's when you backpedal because you don't know what you just did. You're
well, you know what? People telling secrets, they're not your secrets to keep.
Absolutely.
And bro, if you're like cheating and having an affair on people and you're like that blatant, you deserve to get caught.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not a matter of if it's win. It's
if
it comes out, it's win.
Absolutely.
And the longer the win takes,
the first girlfriend I had, I cheated on and like a couple times, and I was like a dog. And dude, like, I hate myself for that, bro. That is fucking
Yeah, like, it's, yeah. It's was, one of the worst.
I'm not gonna
things
say
you
I was 19.
People.
You can use all the excuses. No, that's fucking. That's yeah. super scummy, man. To like treat somebody but like that.
But recognizing like, it later in life.
Oh yeah,
you know.
For sure. I mean,
some
you
people
all make
never
mistakes.
Do that. Yeah. They never get there.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually we talked about doing bits, and now I feel natural. I actually just wrote a bit at this last show about like I'm turning 30 like in 2 weeks.
Oh, so
it's it's a crazy thing for me though because like turning 30, I just realized like now all mistakes. I mean, I'm a shitty person.
Yeah, this is
so
fundamental.
Like, when you're in your 20s, you're like, you're just finding yourself. You're discovering who you are. And now I'm at the point in my life, like I make a mistake, like, okay, dude, you're just a fuck up, you know?
I chose that.
Yeah, I decided to not
be good. I did that.
Yeah.
How's 40?
I'm not 40.
Yeah, you just turned 20, right? This is,
absolutely.
Yeah,
like, no, I'm serious. Is there anything that happened when you turned 40 that was different, you know, like... Like, people talk about different decade or different...
No, because I feel like 40 is now the 50.
I feel the opposite.
Yeah, I think 40 is like...
40 the 30. 40 is the new 30.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I said that backwards. Yeah. Math is not my thing.
40 is the new 85.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm younger than...
She just does math. She's like, she thinks like the Bible. She's like, I'm going to be 980. Like, it's nothing, dude. Like, yeah.
Sorry, my processing skills just slowed down. And
turns
it's not
out
because
your
of my
host
age.
Is a vampire, people. She's been around since 1580 and has no concept of age.
Ah, 450 before Carrie.
Oh, no, that's what everyone saw. Like, when they talk about history in, like, BC, yeah, it's before
Carrie. Yeah, it's before Carrie.
Oh, did you just say that?
Yeah.
That was before Carrie. So.
I'm going to spend all week trying to find a new name for you guys. I'm going to
send. Please do.
Oh, yeah. Please do. That.
Yeah.
And we can't call it BC or AC or whatever your... Little brain went. Go ahead.
I
kind of get though why, because like when I first heard your guys, Close Encounters of the Female Kind, like I didn't even know what you, it was you.
Right.
I was like, this is gonna be some liberal bitches. This is complaining about white guys. Like, yeah. Like, if you looked at yours, if I looked at you guys in the queue, it would be like, this has a completely.
Yeah, this is not your jam.
Yeah,
I thought
it's completely opposite.
I thought, you know, before whatever I listened to previous whatever, I'm like, is this a conspiracy theory show? Like, are they going to talk about aliens and ancient aliens and how the pyramids were made out of lasers? And, yeah.
Well, can I just tell you why the life kind is on there?
Can you please,
because
louder?
If you Google female encounters, it's all X-rated.
Oh, because a bunch of people being hoes. Yeah.
So you wanted to pull...
Hey, that OnlyFans
you wanted to pull
episode.
The audience that was starting to type.
It was based on copying male encounters of the live kind, which I started with Ken Collins.
David, we're not talking shit.
What?
Ish.
I said, we're not talking shit.
No.
Okay.
No, I never have liked. I don't know that I even like male encounters of the live kind. It just
male was. Encounters of a live count sounds like the dirtiest gay strip club I've ever heard of in my life.
Thank God I didn't take a drink. I don't
you like, no. You had a podcast called Male Encounters of the Third Kind.
Life.
Oh, Life Encounters of the. Okay. Male I thought it was Male Encounters
male
of the
encounters
Third Kind.
Of the Life Kind. Male encounters of the life kind. And I can see that for sure.
This show was created by a couple other ladies to combat that show.
It was a
because
spinoff.
Because they didn't like what we had said. They wanted to combat what we had said on male encounters.
So it started out in what word am I looking for? In opposition.
Yes, okay. Exactly. Okay.
Fucking hot. Yeah, you guys have gang. This is like fucking Farmington's got podcast gang wars. That's so hot. Fuck yeah. Crip up, guys. I don't even know what the fuck. Yeah, dude.
You guys have taken it to a completely different
level. And we're repping gangs. Hey, if we're repping gangs in Farmington, I remember we used to hang out at Brookside Skate Park and we used to do skate park mafia. So to all my homies that beat up drunk Navajos at the skate park, this is for you, dude. We were hoodlums. There you go. Bro, like male that. Encounters of the third kind.
Lifetime.
I knew that was gonna.
You walked into that again,
a tripod, dude. Try anything once.
You can use that as an excuse for a poor memory if you'd like.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
I'm a producer, and I still want to get the names out.
Yeah.
correctly.
Yes, correctly.
I will name my podcast The Real One, dude. that's a podcast
we were talking about earlier that he said when we first started. I don't remember what that was. Something about bitches.
Crazy bitches.
Crazy bitches. Yeah, crazy bitches, dude.
But spell it C-R-A-Y-Z-E-E.
I'll give you guys like 1,000, bro.
But you said I'm not allowed to cuss, so we can't be called a bitch. Isn't that a curse word, or is that just defining a female dog?
Because of... You guys will never... I'm never going to get you on regular radio.
We've come to terms with that.
Yeah, fuck regular radio.
As you've hit, so... It's try not to be cuss. A little harder to market in the long term.
He said harder.
But we could probably market...
Let me tell you something. If you start getting 100 to 200 downloads an episode to start out, then I don't care what you say in the episode.
He cares right now, though.
What so I've noticed...
But would it be inauthentic if we don't cuss him? Oh, I did.
No. Ask her, like...
Would it be inauthentic if we didn't cuss and be ourselves?
That's the thing, though.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah. She just pulled, don't talk to the help. Oh, my God. Bro.
Wow, I know I'm having a hot flash.
You know I can pull the plug at any time.
That was...
The download crap.
It's caca.
You're lucky your producer's a white guy. Yeah, if it was anybody else, this shit would be...
Female encounters of a white guy.
You just about Shane Gillis yourself, homegirl, dude.
Yeah.
No, but also, though, if you... I think niche audiences, if you can...
Absolutely.
Did you say rich?
Niche.
Oh, okay. Niche.
I finally heard it.
So, like, but we have hella time. So I did a big show I did a while back. It wasn't a big show. I hopped on at Lock Street Eats, cool super place. They did a whole like improv night and they booked me to do comedy. And then like, I was like, okay, cool. I've never done that. I don't know what's going on. Like I said earlier before the show, if I do stand up, I look at it like a prostitute, dude. Fucking 10 bucks is 10 bucks. You know how demeaning a fucking gig is? Dude, I'll do a gig at a library if it fucking gives me a chance to practice my shit, dude.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah. And that's probably the perfect mentality.
And when I suck off a senator, I'm gonna suck off a senator, dude. When I get that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if anyone knows what I'm saying. I don't even know if I know what I'm saying.
It's S-I-N-E.
You lost me at suck off.
Yeah.
You lost me at sin.
Yeah.
Wasn't me.
Well, but it was PG. It was a PG show. And that was like the most insane. I was like, why'd you
Was that hard for you?
It was insanely fucking hard, dude. I was like, I got like one thing. I was doing.
I got one joke.
I did a knock knock joke, dude. You know how?
What did the drummer name his kids?
Yeah.
And a one and a two. Yeah, that's it. I'm out. Bye.
I literally in one of my bits, I was like, this mother fudger, he's a nice person. You know what's crazy though is I ended up turning it up and do like a whole of like. I was like, dude, I don't even have kids. Like, yeah. I'm the drunk uncle that when my sister calls me, I need a day to hide all this shit for when my nephews come and visit me. Like, weed, this. But it was so far out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was doing it, my dad was like, wow, you're reaching a much broader audience. And then I did it and I was like, fuck that audience. I don't even... none of those people found me to be funny, dude. Like, I don't want to be funny to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be funny to the people who find me funny, and those are the people I want to keep making.
Those are your people. Those are your people.
Well, yeah, exactly. The niche, man. Yeah. Like, if you're trying to be everybody to everybody, you're never fucking Icarus.
I mean, that comes back fundamentally to just people. Like, not everyone's going to like you. You're not everyone's cup of tea.
And that's okay.
And there's too many people in the world for that to be possible.
Yeah, one of the best advices in stand-up was, like, don't make the whole room laugh.
Yeah, choose somebody.
Do your stuff,
mm-hmm.
And then the people who are laughing,
right.
Do them. Don't, you should, like, and this is not even just comedy, any artist, you shouldn't be, stealing the whole room, bro.
Right.
When you're stealing the whole room, it means you made it. It means that everybody came to that show to see
Because they knew.
Because they knew who you are.
They're your people.
When you're starting out, you just fucking, those four people that you're killing it, those four people, that word of mouth are going to take you 10 times farther than if half the room's like, he did okay.
Right.
But if those four people
the
are
mediocrity
like...
mediocrity that you can find in mass is not
Oh, it's not. But if you can get the fucking killing it in niche. Those four
people.
So
we're looking for our niche, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I think you guys are finding it. I think you guys are finding it.
We're getting, we're
the problem is though is like you're not gonna find it right away. That's the key is you're not gonna find who you guys are in podcasting in the first 100 episodes, 200 episodes. Like I'm a huge anime fan. One Piece is the best thing that's ever made, and they're still on episode 1,000.
Right.
You think they had this fan base when they started out at 30 episodes? No, it took them to get to 1,000 episodes for them to be fucking worldwide.
Oh, what is our niche?
I think your niche is fucking raunchy, real. I think you guys have the potential.
And that's Alicia's fault. Okay.
You're amazing. You're like the white woman Migos ad lib over here, dude. Like anytime I add anything, it's just like fucking like
shenanigans.
Yeah, dude. You guys have it. This is beautiful, man. This is. Yeah. I've done live shows. This is amazing. The fact
Thank
that you guys are still going. Is awesome. I think you guys have a whole. You guys are really.
You know what my
that.
Favorite part is?
Oh God!
Bringing on guests that just want to talk about us. Can we do that? That could be our.
No, we have to talk about
that
him.
Could be our thing.
we have to.
Well, yeah. Stop bringing narcissistic people on that just want to talk about themselves.
Here's the thing about.
No, but that's why we invite you on.
You're not as narcissistic as you think you are.
If I wanted to talk about myself, I would be like, this is a two-hour episode.
listen here, I brought this piece of masking tape. Cover that up. When I'm done, I'm done. Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
I just became, oh, can
a
we go
mime?
Back on
what
the
did
Helen?
You just do? You just told me to soul second. Like, I don't know
sign
language.
She's got 2 hours
I was
watch.
Doing, is that another Helen Keller allude to it, Lieutenant Dan joke?
I don't. It's your two freaking favorite.
Oh, I haven't really. I didn't write this. Why did Helen Keller's dog run away?
Oh, she loves this joke because she says it. All
oh,
the time.
You say it? You know? Yeah.
Go ahead. Take it.
Because you would run away if your name was.
Yeah, Carrie does love that one. Show him your
tattoo. I always hate. Though, I will say. Okay, I'm actually gonna. I always hate when I see people and they're like, "You do stand up comedy," and they're like, "Can you give me a joke?" When I'm in like the fucking grocery store or anything.
I'm sorry, can you make me a budget on a spreadsheet
yeah,
for
like,
a crane company?
Well, first of all, there's no contact. It's like on the spot. You just want me to
it's
say.
It's like Jerry Seinfeld. Well, oh.
Dude, it's like every time somebody does that, I'm like, oh, you're an oil field worker? Can you fill up my gas tank
now? Roustabout now?
Yeah, can you do whatever you do right now? Like, you think I'm a fucking magician? Like.
I hear you. You're a person too.
Helen Keller doesn't.
PSA, please leave Jamie Scott alone. Please leave Jamie Scott alone at the grocery store.
No, dude, do it. But I'm gonna say some racist shit that you might not even find funny because I think it's funny. Like, and it's always the people who never go to shows and they're like, oh, can you tell me a joke? And I'm like, yeah, dude, fucking. What do you
just say?
Oh, I can't even. What do you call a black Vietnamese guy? This is my go-to because like they always want to hear.
What do you
the
call
most...
a black Vietnamese
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, black Vietnamese guy. Vinegar.
Wait, what? I don't get it. Wait, say it again.
like
vinegar.
Hard art. Yeah. Nothing. Okay, great. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I'm like, that's the joke I'm gonna tell you because if you want to hear it, like, I'm gonna go like, I don't even say that on stage because it's not funny. It's just offensive. And when people like are
but
like,
here, here's the thing about jokes and knowing who is and that's a talent. Cause I find myself in the same thing because I love making people laugh. I love it. Not to a point where I want to get on stage because I have crippling anxiety, but I love making people laugh. And if I can do that, I've fulfilled my purpose. Yeah.
Oh no, I that's exactly what I was talking about the last episode. Last week. But no, it's like, but the thing is though is, oh fuck, I totally, it's different from making people laugh. It's because like, you want me to do an art.
Right.
When people are like, hey, do stand up in the, it's like, hey, funny man, be funny.
Hey, dance for me, monkey.
Yeah, be funny man. And I'm like, no, dude, like I'm not at your fucking
See,
beck
and
call,
I'm better
dog.
In small groups. And also
I'm better
under
group, yeah.
Like
oh
under,
yeah,
like,
dude, that's
I'm the behind the scene.
Oh,
like that's me.
Stand up's
okay.
not behind the scenes
exactly.
funny,
and
everyone expects it to be because they see all the stand up comedians
right.
doing podcasts, doing their whole life. Stand-up comedy is not behind the scenes funny. It's
it is blatant in your face.
Well, and it's very more intelligent. I have a point to my set.
Right.
When I'm being funny right now in the grocery store, that's a different kind of funny. That's right. Just on the top. When I do stand-up, I have a point.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get on stage. I didn't put all this time and effort to just be funny. I actually want to make you fuckers think. I want to change your lives by being funny. It's a way big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, but yeah. So all you guys will be like, hey, dude, you do comedy. When I'm buying a steak.
Tell me a joke.
Yeah, no, dude. No. You want to tell me a joke? I'm going to tell you your little penis and your wife's not, whatever. you know, I just want to shit talk you, dude.
Everybody coming to you live from the grocery store. We're here with JD.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
You're I came here to get toilet paper, not to entertain. Fuck off.
Yeah, but I love it also because in a weird way, I don't know you mean it that way, but that's dude. It's
complimentary. Somewhat.
Yeah, it's complimentary, but it's also you have a guitar, you play guitar, play me Dragon Force right now. Okay, dude.
And you're not in the mood at all.
Yeah, dude.
Chariots of Fire, go.
It's like, oh, you can sing me every Queen song on pitch right now. And you're
right?
Like,
yeah. I don't have my glass of water. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
Yeah. Also, if you guys are listening, I'm doing a roast March 20th in Albuquerque.
Nice.
Yeah. I've never done a roast. I'd love roast, but... As me, they're so mean.
Who's gonna be roasted?
I'm roasting, his name's Robert. He's from the Shit Boys. They're a comedy collective in Albuquerque. They're all the homies I bring up here. Shout out Shit Boys. Caleb Mulkey, Robert, Jared Ostrom. They're all fucking killers down in Albuquerque. It's his birthday or anniversary.
Something cool.
Something cool. Yeah, we're roasting him. I get to open for that.
I've seen a few of those. Oh,
dude, it's next level, dude. I've done comedy for 3 years, and roasting is, you got to really be comfortable with those people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that's the only reason I'm doing it. If they're not comfortable, it's a big sign of respect. That's the next level comedy of, you're airing everything out, dude. And it's not you're airing it out. They're airing it out. It's an honor to be somebody that's...
When is that?
March 20th.
March 20th. I'm going to be in Albuquerque. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't... What? It's 7... Oh, June. They didn't send me... I think it's 718th Brewery. It's on Central. I don't know if that's the exact.
Google Jamie Scott Roast Albuquerque. March
I'll put it on Instagram by then. I don't know the exact venue. They're still figuring it out. There's a couple venues that we do.
Okay.
Albuquerque's actually got an amazing... couple minutes after, I'm going to shout out. Albuquerque's actually, New Mexico's got a great comedy scene coming up. There are some killers in Albuquerque. The last show I did, Josh Fournier, man, that dude, he's from Shiprock. He grew up in Farmington.
So he's the next person.
Oh, dude, he's the best native comedian probably that's ever touched the mic. Dude. What I witnessed last Saturday that this dude did was nothing. But I'm not knocking me. I'm not knocking anybody else that performed. But this guy is somebody that went away and practiced his craft for a decade and then came to his whole town.
Hey, can you guys...
keep your...
This guy's acting
quiet.
Like the cool pool, dude. Fucking young kids. Fucking... The only reason you play pool is so you can connect with your dad and never talk to him.
Not getting a fight with a pool player.
I'll fight a pool player right now. No, I'm just kidding. No, but shouts out to all these guys. Yeah, dude. We'll fuck these kids up, dude. Yeah.
Cool. Carrie, you got anything else?
What'd you say?
Every time.
Kidding.
She never has anything
I love
else.
It, dude. It's like you lead the podcast and she's just like, I'm a golden retriever. I'm just here for fucking...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, it's a compliment. What do you say?
Golden
wow.
Retrievers are cute.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, and they're loyal.
I didn't say an ugly dog. I didn't say...
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't say you're a pug.
You're a hairless cat. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a fucking llama. No, you're...
Yeah.
Sharpay with the wrinkles.
No, but this was amazing.
I'm just going to drag my ass across the
episodes
floor.
Both episodes I got to do with you guys.
Thank you so much.
I hope to come back.
It's been fun.
We have hit on a lot of different occupations, and I love it. Keep it up.
Oh, you guys are finding your groove. Keep it up. You guys are fucking phenomenal at this.
We're finding our niche.
Yeah, you guys are fine.
Here's
the niche. Name of this show.
Yeah, hey, here's the last 30-second send-off. I'm going to take over the show. Everybody, find your niche. I think this is what the last 2 weeks we talked about. Find your niche. Be who you are. Figure out what you're doing. And if anyone tells you not, fuck off and suck a dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jamie Scott sending off. I love you guys.
Bye.
That's it for the week. Join us next Friday for some more banter. Please don't hold our sponsors responsible for anything that may slip out of their mouth. Female Encounters of the Life Kind is sole property of Interwest Concepts, all rights reserved. Until next week, Felk off. Oh, I mean, Felk out.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.